Good morning to you. This is The Bee, and you're tuned to Mutiny Radio. It's Saturday morning. Between 10 and 12 every Saturday, we bring you our Labor magazine. The name of the show is Labor and Love, and we're located here at 2781 21st Street, corner of Florida, in San Francisco's Mission District. Labor and Love is the show where we tell you like it is. More about that later. Remember, you gotta serve somebody.
To England or France, you may like to gamble, you might like to dance, you may be the heavyweight champion of the world, you may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage, money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper, it may be a young Turk, maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home, might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks, you may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. You may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy, you may call me RJ, you may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
And that was, of course, Bob Dylan. You got to serve somebody. In your life, you will often come into situations where you can serve one side or the other. Let's call them capital and labor. By the choices you make, you will help in the sum, capital, or in the sum, you will help labor. You will help make the world a better place, or you will help make the world a place where billionaires can make better money. This is Labor and Love, and I'm the B, aka Bill Morgan. So today we celebrate a great American composer, Willie Dixon, but more about that later. Born July 1st, 1914, I want to say. And we're also going to hear from this gentleman.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. Buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the dough, pray me, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
If you ain't got the do-re-mi, and that was Woody Guthrie, whose birthday we also celebrate in July. Guthrie was one of the real giants of American music, not in the sense of a star and a celebrity, more in the sense of like a worker's performer or someone who was a worker himself and performed. Let's see what else we got. Well, let's stop that. This is Labor and Love. My name's Bill Morgan, a.k.a. The Bee. Remember, if one person gets a dollar they didn't work for, another person worked for a dollar they didn't get. If you don't have a seat at the negotiating table, you're probably on the menu. And never, but never let anyone into your heart who is not a friend of labor. Welcome to your weekly labor magazine, news, opinion, and commentary, as well as interesting interviews by, for, and about working people. So we celebrate the life of a great blues master. I'm a blues guy myself, and you can't really get a clearer, more concise textbook on the blues. From this man. I am the blues Willie Dixon. And then we're going to have a version of one of his songs by Coco Taylor. And then we'll talk about his anti-war songs. Willie Dixon.
Mama, before I was born, you got a boy child coming. Gonna be a son of a gun. Gonna make these pretty women jump and shout. And the world will wanna know what it's all about, you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. On the seventh day, on the seventh month, the seventh doctor said, he's born for good luck, and I know you see, got $700, and don't you mess with me, you know I'm here. Thank you. pretty woman told my mama, says, ooh, what a boy. He gonna make a mini woman a jumping child for joy. You know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. Everybody knows that I'm here. Mama, before I was born, got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun, gonna make these winter women jump and shout, the world wanna know what it's all about. You know I'm here.
Okay, Labor and Love here. And we're talking about the late, great Willie Dixon. Dixon was born in Vicksburg, Mississippi on July the 1st, 1915. Hence our celebration. We're a little late, but quite as sincere as otherwise. Willie Dixon, if you're not familiar with him, quick primer. Willie Dixon was a bass guitar player who came from the South to Chicago and briefly worked as Joe Louis's sparring partner, but that was interesting. Started a blues band in Chicago called the Five Breezes. And you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, this is great. Well, okay, Willie Dixon, that's wonderful. Willie Dixon was a great musician. He was a blues guy. Born July 1st. Okay, that's stretching it. Well, Willie Dixon was more than that. Willie Dixon was a conscientious objector in World War II. He objected to military service in World War II. Served 10 months, came out of prison and established himself as kind of a studio musician with Chess Records. Gradually began to write songs for their singers. Guys like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Guy, Otis Rush. If you need to go see the movie Cadillac Records, where Willie Dixon is played by Cedric the Entertainer. Let's see, what else can we say about Willie Dixon? Songs like classics, Little Red Rooster, Spoonful, the one we just played, Hoochie Coochie Man. What Dixon did was kind of mold the figure of Muddy Waters into this big bad guy with a diamond ring, you know, and a bright suit, and you know, his hair all straightened And so he wrote several songs. Little Red Rooster is one. Hoochie Coochie Man, Seventh Hour of the Seventh Sun. And this one, give me a second here. This one, sung by the inimitable Coco Taylor.
All night long. All night long. We
Coco Taylor with Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon's Wang Dang Doodle. That doesn't send chills up your spine, I don't know what will. Some of the people Willie Dixon worked with: Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Otis Rush, Bo Diddley, Joe Louis Walker, Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, Coco Taylor, Little Milton, Eddie Boy, Jimmy Witherspoon, the list goes on and on. Lowell Fulson. The Rolling Stones recorded his song Little Red Rooster, and it went to number one in 1964. The list of the songs that he composed would just take up a long time. Let's listen to The Wind. We'll still hear some more from Willie Dixon, but let's see what's happening in the world of labor. And When We Can Review.
Workers Independent News, We Can Review. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, picketed United Airlines in a system-wide day of action Thursday as the union pushes for a fair labor contract. Dante Harris is president of AFA, CWA Council 12 in Los Angeles. He says workers have tried for 2 years to reach a new labor contract with the merged United Airlines.
It's been too long that United has had to wait to finish this merger and negotiate a contract for flight attendants. And now they're reporting record profits, but not fairly negotiating with the flight attendants. And flight attendants are out picketing around the world, and we won't stop until we get a contract that we can ratify.
The Flight Attendants Union says United's projected profits for 2015 to 2017 are $5 billion or more per year. United has $7 billion in cash reserves, according to the union, plenty of economic power to afford a decent contract for its workers. Wisconsin's right-wing majority Supreme Court Thursday stopped a criminal investigation into illegal campaign coordination between Scott Walker's recall campaign and several right-wing political groups. Right-wing Wisconsin Supreme Court justices who got millions of dollars in campaign contributions from these right-wing groups ruled in their favor. Prosecutors may appeal this Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, alleging conflict of interest in the justices who got the millions of dollars from the right-wing groups but nonetheless refused to recuse themselves. UAW President Dennis Williams kicked off labor contract talks with the Detroit Three Monday. He says the union's goal is for GM to prosper, for shareholders and consumers to win, and for all UAW members to share in the prosperity of their achievements. Williams spoke of the need to bridge the gap for entry-level and legacy employees at the Detroit Three. GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler made a combined total of roughly $6.7 billion net income profits in 2014. The United Steelworkers, meanwhile, resumed steel industry bargaining this week in Pittsburgh. The American Federation of Teachers has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, the first national union to endorse. In her keynote speech at the union's National Teach Conference, American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten urged teachers to raise their collective voices in their schools, in their communities, and in their state houses.
When public education is demonized and denigrated, raise your voice. When corporate-backed politicians starve our schools and sell them off, raise your voice. When they try to pin the blame on teachers, raise your voice. When growing income inequality and wage stagnation threaten the ability of people to climb the ladder of opportunity, raise your voice. Collective voice is power. So let's get out there and raise our voices and raise hell.
Workers Independent News, provided by Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Okay, that was Workers Independent Network. Randy Weingarten with a ringing admonition to her membership, at least the people who were sitting there listening to her. Raise your voice. She is, however, bankrolled by some of the very charter school companies and test companies that she sometimes rails against. As for her endorsement of Clinton, I think it would have been much more natural to endorse Sanders or just tell members to choose between them among themselves. Okay, Win Labor Report. Let's listen to Willie Dixon and his two anti-war songs. In this one is 1984. It don't make sense if you can't make peace. Here we go.
It requires a lot of different facts of life that we must know about. And when you think about the various nations of the earth, the various religions of the earth, the various nationalities, the various people all over the world, we have been able to make anything that we want to make and do anything we want to do. Have created miracles. But it don't make sense when we can't make peace. You know, you made everything else. Wise men, great men from every nation in the world, all the countries in the world, have all kinds of conventions and festivals, spend all the money. Suppose you had to spend half as much money on trying to make peace as you have been making war. We wouldn't have to worry about nothing. But it don't make sense. It don't make sense. It don't make sense when you can't make peace. Thrilled. can crush any country in the matter of wheat. But it don't make sense. You can't make peace. You know it don't make sense. You know it don't make sense. You know it don't.
Willie Dixon with his anti-war song. Sorry, you gotta call it what it is. It don't make sense if you can't make peace. Now this one is a phrase used by Martin Luther King when he decided to extend his campaign for civil rights to an anti-war movement, asserting that every dollar spent in Vietnam was a dollar taken away from people in the U.S. who needed it, who were going hungry and homeless like they are now. King stood up and began his sermon with this phrase, "I ain't gonna study war no more." And he was referencing work by, you guessed it, Willie Dixon.
We gonna let it go. We gonna study, study, study war no more. We gonna think, think, think the war no more. We gonna fight, fight the war no more. We giving it up. We gonna let it go. We giving it up. We gonna let it go. We'll take gunpowder to have fun. Then get rid of the air. We can do, we'll get rid of all of those rockets too. We're gonna study, study, study war no more. We're gonna think, think, think the war no more. We're gonna fight, fight the war no more. We're giving it up, we're gonna let it go. We're giving it up. We'll be right back. like I treat you. Number five in the nation. Everybody get education. Every time a baby's born, we know he'll have him a happy home. On his daddy, steady one no more. Ain't gonna think of one no more. Ain't gonna fight like the one no more. We're giving it up, we gonna let it go. We're giving it up, we gonna let it go. Promised land on this steady, steady, steady one no more. It's gonna think the one no more.
Okay, Willie Dixon there with his two anti-war songs. The one you just heard was Study War No More. Ain't Gonna Study War No More. Used later by M.L. King when he decided to include the Vietnam War in his campaign for a better world. And before that, was It Don't Make Sense If You Can't Make Peace. Wonderful, very simple kind of, I don't want to use the word minimal, but It Don't Make Sense If You Can't Make Peace. Beautiful use of rhetoric. Let's listen to some world news now. This is from the Radio Labor World Report.
Solidarity News on Radio Labor.
With a Radio Labor World Report recorded on Friday, July 17, 2015, I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, the UK government launches the biggest attack on unions in 30 years. The labor movement calls Amazon's 20-year anniversary a day of shame. South Africa's Central Labor Organization survives a difficult convention. And our Labor Start correspondent reports on union events around the world. This is Radio Labor. The right-wing conservative government in Britain has embarked on an attack against worker rights which has been described as the biggest crackdown on unions in 30 years. Legislation introduced this week will change the current rules related to strikes, picket lines, and replacement workers, known in the labor movement as scabs. Under the current rules, unions wanting to start a strike need a majority of the workers who participate in a union-organized strike ballot. Under the new rules, the union would have to have at least 50% of its whole membership participating in the vote, and then get a majority of the people who voted. In the case of public services declared essential, the union would have to get approval from at least 40% of the whole membership, including those who don't bother to vote. The new legislation would also allow employers to use temporary agency staff during strikes, in other words, be able to replace the striking workers. The number of workers walking a picket line may also be limited to 7 people. I talked to Nicola Smith, the head of the Economic and Social Affairs Department of the British Trades Union Congress, the TUC. I asked her why the government was introducing this new legislation now.
Well, we can only think that they further want to reduce the rights of people at work across the labour market. There's not an industrial relations problem in the UK. We have less than a tenth of the industrial action levels that we had in the 1980s. And strikes are always a last resort for people at work who, of course, lose a day's pay if they undertake industrial action. So I think it's very hard to understand why the government would want to shift the balance so far away from the workforce, because in our view, it isn't the right recipe for the productive workplaces that the UK desperately needs at the moment.
How will the TUC and its affiliated unions confront this attack on labour union rights?
Well, we're going to be lobbying very hard to try and prevent these regulations making their way onto the UK statute book. And we're going to be making strong public arguments, setting out the full range of proposals that the government are bringing forward and showing how far these plans will tilt the balance away from people at work and towards employers in a way that is simply not conducive to good workplace practice or good industrial relations. We don't want to see large numbers of strikes in the UK. Everybody wants better labour relations and good relations between workers and their employers, but this package of regulations isn't the way to achieve that outcome.
You can hear an extended version of my interview with Ms. Smith of the TUC on the Radio Labour website. The online retailer Amazon is telling the world what a remarkably successful company it is. However, unions representing Amazon's workers say there's a different side to the story. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough has a report.
Amazon, the world's largest online retailer, celebrated its 20th birthday on Wednesday, July 15th, by highlighting its commercial success story. But for many Amazon employees, the company's history is more about poor pay and horrendous working conditions. Workers are falling sick because of practices such as work speed up in the company's warehouses. These warehouses are called fulfillment centers. The people who work in these fulfillment centers are not called workers. Amazon calls them fulfillment associates. Unions such as Germany's Verdi Union have been fighting back. They've been supported at the world level by the Global Union Federation, UNI. Philip Jennings is UNI's general secretary.
On July the 15th, Amazon is organizing an extravaganza to celebrate its 20th anniversary. On this day, I recall the words of Jeff Bezos, the CEO, who said, "You win a reputation by doing the hard things well." Well, to my mind, they're winning a reputation for doing the wrong things well. What do I mean? I mean poor working conditions, I mean poor wages, I mean denying the rights to German workers to have union representation and collective bargaining rights. This is not doing things well.
UNI represents more than 20 million workers from over 900 labor unions around the world. Its members work in a wide range of sectors, including office cleaning, security, finance, and retail stores. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In South Africa, the country's Central Labour Federation, COSATU, has survived a contentious special congress. It did so by sticking to issues of importance to workers in the country, but also by refusing to discuss the expulsion of a large affiliated union and its former general secretary, Zwelinzima Vavi. 2,500 delegates attended the special COSATU Congress held July 13th and 14th. They ended the meeting with a show of unity by adopting a declaration focused on the issues facing workers in South Africa and around the world. The declaration was presented by COSATU's acting general secretary, Bacon Cha Nchali.
Neoliberal regimes of accumulation has failed to resolve the systemic crisis of capitalism. It has attempted to restore profitability through the destruction of the welfare state, cuts in real wages, intensification of work periods, deregulation and increase of the working hours, deregulation of labor relations, widespread casual labor, particularly among the women and the young workers, super exploitation of migrant workers, increased retirement age, cuts in pension fund and retirement benefits, increase in unemployment rates, regression of social and labor rights, the denial of rights to bargain collectively and to strike.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the more than 2,000 stories that our volunteers have collected since our last report. Last week, our top story section included links to news about the effects on workers of the Greek debt deal, including spontaneous strikes, the growing global mobilization to demand freedom for an Iranian teachers' union leader, and the anti-celebrations unions have been holding to mark Amazon's 20th anniversary. We also had coverage of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are some highlights. American electronics makers and grocery retail workers are on strike over wages. Baggage handlers in Spain walked in a wage dispute with Ryanair. Venezuelan brewery workers were ordered to end their strike and proceed to arbitration by the country's labor ministry. South African farm workers stopped work to protest their terrible working conditions. Zambian copper miners walked off the job to demand equal pay for equal work. Indian waste collection workers continued their wage dispute while tea plantation workers entered the second week of a costly go-slow action as they pressed for a wage of $3 per day, more than twice their current rate of pay. Public transport workers struck the Lisbon Metro to protest privatization plans. Italian employees of IKEA struck for a day in a wage dispute. Irrigation system workers in Pakistan spent a day protesting harassment by managers. And university workers in Nigeria stopped work after 13 months with no pay. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the violence experienced by domestic workers in India, an increase to the minimum wage for domestic workers in Kenya, and the growing proportion of Canadian women who are retiring into poverty. Our health and safety newswire carried stories about the importation of asbestos into Australia, construction deaths in Cambodia, and a safety campaign started by the miners' union in Burma. This week, Labor Start is running 5 online actions. All these campaigns are requested by and sponsored by unions around the world. Join us in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can stay up to date with Radio Labor's newscasts and special programs by following us on Twitter, at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you.
Radio Labor, labor news from around the world, all over the world and throughout history. Working people have organized to make their futures better. That was just a sampling of what's going on all over the world. And we're going to get to what happened in labor history on this date. But first, here's a PSA.
The ACLU of California reminds us that we have the right to speak out. Both the California Constitution and the First Amendment to the United States Constitution protect our rights to free expression. There are many questions we face when we decide to organize and speak out. Do we need a permit? Are there limitations? Or when can we not demonstrate? What about civil disobedience? For all of this information, please check out aclunc.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio. Muscular Dystrophy Association is the world's leading nonprofit health agency dedicated to finding treatments and cures for muscular dystrophy, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and other neuromuscular diseases. They do so by funding worldwide research, providing comprehensive healthcare services, and support to MDA families nationwide, and by rallying communities to fight back through advocacy, fundraising, and local engagement. It's special work powered by special people who give generously. Visit mda.org for more information. This public service announcement is brought to you by your...
Alex, Ed, can you tell me what food relieves insomnia, anxiety, stress, chronic brain, depression, nausea, and can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite?
I'm going to guess waffles.
West Oakland community to meet the immediate and basic need for food security by growing healthy organic fruits and vegetables in urban farms and backyard gardens. They seek to service all residents of West Oakland, especially those who have the least access to fresh, affordable food. City Slicker Farms demonstrates the viability of a local food production system. They serve as community spaces, empowering children and adults who want to learn about the connections between the ecology, farming, and the urban environment. They give the citizens of West Oakland tools for self-reliance. For more information, visit cityslickerfarms.org. This public service announcement brought to you by your friends at Mutant Radio.
Another way. When she's gone to a better place.
Those were our PSAs, such as they are. Every week it seems they're arranged in a different way. We're talking about Woody Guthrie. Guthrie was born in Oklahoma and raised by dirt poor parents. He suspected that his father was a member of the Ku Klux Klan and involved in a couple of prominent hangings in the Oklahoma area. Woody himself was left on his own, raised by his older brother from the time he was 12 or...
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.
Guthrie also left home, had a guitar. Famously, he was taught to play the guitar by a black shoeshine guy. He later said that he learned to play guitar and harp from another musician. Basically, what he did was go around to labor camps. And at that time in the 1930s, there were a lot of people coming from the Midwest who had lost